Okay.
We're going to call a meeting, a special meeting to order. Roll call, please.
President Pease.
Here.
Vice President Lee.
Here.
Director Graves.
Here.
Director Simon.
Here.
Director Steele.
Here.
There is no public in the room at this time, so we'll close public comment and go to open session and disclosure of special session legal, please.
Thank you. The Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors will adjourn into closed session per the item on the agenda, D1.
You have to show Rod how to turn the recorder off.
You're on.
Okay. We're going to return to open session and report on the closed session legal, please.
The Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors is returning from closed session per the agenda item D1, and there's no reportable action.
Okay. And with that, we're going to adjourn the special session and reconvene the regular meeting at 7 o'clock.
They usually just do it off the stand.
Okay, we're going to call the meeting Town of Discovery Bay CSD Board to order. We'd like to join Director Graves in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
President Pease.
Here.
Vice President Lee.
Here.
Director Graves.
Here.
Director Simon.
Here.
Director Steele.
Here.
Okay. At this point, we're going to go into public comments. The public can talk to the board on any item that is not on the agenda. We have a timer here for 3 minutes, and you're free to discuss whatever you want to discuss with us. Is there any public comments? Seeing no volunteers, we'll close public comments and go on to agency reports. Is the representative from the East Anacostia Fire. Don't see them in the audience. Now we're going to move the consent calendar. I'd like to ask the board if they would be willing to move business item F2 and F3 to the consent calendar.
Yes.
Can't do that? Okay. Legal says we can do that.
You can take them quickly with no staff report and take public comment, but you can't move them once they're on the agenda to a consent item.
Oh, okay. All right, well, just learned something. Okay, with that, we'll go to the consent calendar. Do I hear a motion?
So moved. Second.
All is in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Veolia, please.
Thank you. For the month of October, we should have a handout here. We'll just go through our old-timey presentation. Continue safe practices, did safety trainings for the operators, staff. All monthly and quarterly reports were submitted on time with no violations. All wells are running. We produced a little bit of around 75 million gallons of water. Production is going down quite a bit. If you look on the first chart, you can see that we're, for the month of September, October, we were down back to our normal range. We were around 34% in reduction, which is good. A lot of people turned their water off for watering. All wastewater parameters were met well within parameters. No violations on permit. All samples were taken. All wells, all lift stations are in order. And we did start doing a little flushing last month, which we'll be doing for the next few months. And staff continues to work very hard to keep the backlog of PMs and work corrective work maintenance to a minimum. And we did have a minor, a big force main break a few weeks back that I will present next meeting with all the nice pictures and repairs. But the town and Veolia and the contractor all came together quickly and responded quickly and kept that to a very minimum. And everybody did a great job.
just one question. You had at one time, maybe it was this report or something else, where you had the total hours worked safely with no reportable accidents.
That's on the front page, very first page.
There we go. I knew it was there. We're still trending up.
We're still trending up, yeah. 7 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Okay. With that, we'll go into business item F1, consider authorizing an expenditure for carpeting in the district office.
Thank you, members of the board. I came to you last time asking that microphone? Yeah, sure. I came to
you. Is it green?
Yeah. It's okay. I'll talk loudly.
I hear you.
I came to you last time with a proposal to add 3 workstations here. We have people set up with card tables doing their work, and one of you raised the question of the carpet. The carpet's been here since 2003, and it would be the opportune time to include that as well. So there would be, if you agree to that, an additional expenditure of $9,750. And that would be for both the moving as well as the replacement of carpet. We've designed both the installation of the 3 workstations and the carpet so that there will be no loss of time for staff. In essence, half of it would be done on the day after Thanksgiving, and then we open up the doors to make sure everything gets aired out, so it's a day off for staff. And then the second half of it would be done where those workstations are over there during the Christmas closure. So there would be no loss of staff hours by, you know, losing or no inconvenience to them, or no loss of work time as a result of doing this way. So we're going to split it in half. So that item's before you as you requested from last time.
I got to say, if I may.
Yeah, let me go into public comment.
Oh, you got to go.
Is there any public comment? Seeing none, I'll close public comment. Yes.
This carpet's not that bad. I was under the impression this carpet was in horrible shape.
I'm looking at it myself.
You're right. This part isn't that bad. That is over there. That is down the hall and some of the places when you get into the offices. I mean, you know, it is up to you. It's, 13 years old, gets a lot of wear. And we are putting in workstations. It's up to you. From my perspective, it's a good time to get it done, but it's up to you. We do feel strongly we need workstations. I can't have people working at, working on these tables. The workstations are going over here. It can. Some of the area over there is almost black, you go down the hallway down there.
The firms that came out to author, give us a quotation.
Right.
Did they tell us or identify what type of carpet this is? I'm not a carpet person. I have no idea what an expected life is. I mean, that may be repairable somewhat, but I'm with Mark now that I'm looking at it. I don't know how many more years we'd get out of it.
All I can tell you is all I can see is the area that doesn't get any wear. Because, this is where the tables used to be.
Yeah.
For a few years we did, but this is not where the everyday traffic occurs in this area that we're looking at right now. So without really taking a little tour, it's hard for me to evaluate in what kind of shape the rest of the carpet's in. I don't know lifespan all that well, but I know that,
Well, it would be more than likely the final carpet installed in here,
mm-hmm.
which would give us 15 years anyway. Mm-hmm. Hopefully this building is not here.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Mm-hmm. I would.
So it'd be a one-time expense for the rest of the life of this building.
Right.
And it's not going to last until the building lasts, so it probably is a good time to do it now before we put the thing in. And it'll be the only time we do it. Whether we do it now or 4 years from now, when it's completely worn out, it will be much more difficult to do because of the things. I don't know. It's going to have to be done in the next 10 years. And it'll last more than 10 years, so I think it's probably a good idea to do it now.
Yeah, I think we've kind of decided not to move with moving staff to a building on the community center site. So we might as well make this in a place where the staff can work, the community can come in and conduct business. I don't think we need to do a patchwork quilt of carpeting. Let's just get it done, and we'll be done and good for the next 13 years.
Yeah, don't move twice.
Yeah.
And we, you got bids on this from a cup?
Yes, several. From two, and they're in here.
Very good.
Yes,
that's
we
enough.
Did.
Understood.
And it was designed so that it is when staff is out of the office, so.
Do I hear a motion?
I'd move staff recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. We'll go to F2.
Move staff recommendation. Oops, sorry, got to go to public.
We're going to authorize a one-time waiver of Section 6, which limits our individual disbursements. We need to write a larger-than-normal check, one time only, and we have to go through a process to do that. Is there any public comment? Seeing no public comment, we'll bring it back to the board.
Move staff recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We'll go to F3. Consider authorizing resolution to support the relocation of property tax that was recovered from BBID over to East Conocosta Fire District. Is there any public comment?
It was slightly different. This report here is a request from the East Conocosta Fire Protection District that we send a resolution to our legislative delegation asking them to support legislation, draft it, that would reallocate the 1% at a not determined amount of money for greater support for emergency and fire medical services.
Thank you for correcting me. Do I public comment on that item? Seeing none, bring it back to
Move board. Staff recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Aye. And we'll now go to F4, accept the report using the district's portable signed trailer. Staff.
Thank you. I think that there is signed trailer fatigue that at least I've been hearing in the community, if that's the good name for it, and probably partly my fault. You know, back in 2012, the district bought the trailer sign, and we went back and listened to the tape, and the idea was that it would be helpful for staff, for the safety of staff when you're out in the field, be able to inform the community about important upcoming events. But it really has been in fairly consistent use with both the algae bloom and the concern about speed, as well as the other sort of items that come up from time to time. As we've looked, there's really not a clear policy to give us direction about when to say that it's okay for other groups to utilize the sign. We think that that should be changed. So any input that you have, and we could start drafting a policy and bring that back to you about the conditions under which it should be done. But we also evaluated whether or not it makes sense to have, are we at the point right now where we should have a regular permanent message sign. There is one at Timber Point Elementary School. It was actually a surprise when we did the research that the cost is much less than I thought it would be. We included the tax, the shipping, the installation. There may be some other associated small costs, but relatively small cost for, you know, pretty nice message board, multicolor messaging sign. And so that's the question. Is that something that you would like to pursue in order to, you know, provide information on a more regular basis to the community? And if so, we can come back to you with ideas for locations. Whether it be at the community center or whether it be out on, you know, on the highway, maybe at the corner of Bixler, I'm sure there's a variety of ideas. But it is, the cost is much less than I thought that it would be. So that's the question for you, if you could give us some direction as to whether you'd like this pursued or not.
I'd open it up to public comment. Is there any public comment on signage? Seeing no public comment, I'll close that, bring it back to the board for discussion and questions.
Oh, no, I was just envisioning, I was counting off 8 feet by 5 feet so I could see how big it was.
You would really want to get in there.
It's a little bit, no, I was gazing. No, I mean, that's a pretty good size, 8 foot by 5 foot. Yeah, I'm thinking about how easy it would be seen by driving by it.
Yeah.
And that's larger, obviously, than the construction sign is. I think it's a good idea. I think that that having a piece of construction equipment out there all the time is not appealing visually. I think it's a detriment, actually, visually. And apparently we have a need for it because it's being used a lot. And when we purchased the trailer, it really wasn't intended to be an event, a constant event, a constant in constant use. And it may be time to, I think it's time to take a look at putting in some sort of a permanent sign, and open that discussion, decide where we think some sites might be, and look into having a permanent sign put up that would be a little more informative to the entire community, as well as more aesthetically appealing to the community.
I agree with you, Kevin. If you look at other cities or, you know, other schools and so forth that have those signs, they're put to good use, they look nice. What I would hope is we've got a communication subcommittee, maybe we could run it through there, come up with some ideas on locations, orientation, how you want, do you want a one-sided sign, a two-sided sign, do you want it at the community center, do you want it at Discovery Bay Boulevard, do you want it at Fixler, maybe there's more than one sign. Figure out the construction, the electrical, you've got lots of ideas, there's lots of things that have to be worked out. Mm-hmm. But and obviously it's going to have to go through the budget process. Who's going to pay for this thing? How are we going to fund it, fund them if there's more than one? And then what are the appropriate uses? What can be
Develop a policy agent, then
exactly
that will decide how it can be used.
Exactly,
yeah. Do we still have is there still a communications committee?
Yeah, there's communications committee. You're it.
That's what I thought. That's why I was asking.
That's why I was looking at you.
I think it was Chris and I. Right?
The sign is being used all the time now. Yeah, I think we've learned that it's a great communication tool. I think the board should come back in, let's say January at our workshop, and talk about putting this as something we can work on next year. I think that multiple sites may should be considered, and not just one sign in one area. And you know, the entrances are several entrances. We have an entrance there at Bixler and Highway 4, and we also have an entrance here on Discovery Boulevard. We have entrances down at Balfour and Bixler and those kind of things. So I think that the committee should be reformed at some point and take a look at whatever that policy looks like. But I know the intent of that sign was to be for community activities and community communications, and it wasn't limited. It was kind of open-ended as to how we use that. And we've been using it well.
We've been using it.
I think it's a great idea. The only thing you need to look into is the maintenance. I have friends of mine that have those signs, and the maintenance is huge.
Okay.
Talk to Timber.
Every time something goes on, you might want to talk to the
Timber
city of
Point.
Oakley. They've
we
got
will.
One.
Yeah, or Timber Point has one.
Transformers.
And that's really what we were looking at. The same.
It's a great deal. The signs are, but the maintenance is heavy.
Okay, it's good to know.
Yeah, I agree with all the comments. I don't have any particular feel for location at all. I hadn't thought about two, but it does make sense of some sort. And again, whether we can afford it or not, that's a whole other situation. So I'm in favor of asking the communications committee to kind of work on that next year. We'll prioritize in January and we'll see where it goes.
Okay.
So then we ought to schedule a communications meeting early in January so that we have something to bring to the workshop with regards to recommendations. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay. We can do that.
All right, so with that, we gave staff direction. There's.
Thank you for that, Cal.
You're welcome.
Okay, do we have any presentations? No. Manager's reports?
Anything back? No?
No manager's reports. Their manager report?
A couple of things. You noticed that Caltrans was out doing landscaping work, courtesy of Assemblyman Frazier. We did receive a call from their office. It was amazing. Quite a crew that was out there doing a lot of work. It was great to see from the old days of where the mower was broken. Second, if you've seen sort of a nondescript van out there from County Public Works putting down meters in the roadway and picking them up, they're little stealth meters. They're out there doing as they promised, collecting traffic information. So at some point, maybe after the first of the year, getting that traffic group back together would be good. So they're out there collecting data. We really appreciate that. Community Center roof, Brian's doing a bang up, tear down job, whatever the pun would be. He's doing a great job managing that project. It's all on schedule, doing a really, really good job. The county is also working on new shade structure, large thing for Slifer Park, which will go in early spring. That contract is about to be let out now. Next, the PLC upgrades for the Willow Lake Water Treatment Plant and Wells 1B and 2, which you approved in October, is all on track. The design is completed, the big package is almost together, and we expect that that's going to let out and get out soon. It will probably be on your second meeting in December. Next primary effort of our staff has been the water meter project. A lot of long meetings, a lot of meetings with both JW, with Luther from Scalamini, and among the staff team, all with lots of assignments and working very hard over the, you know, last week, this week, and I know next week. And I would like you all to consider having a special workshop just on the topic of water meters. And I have a proposed time, Tuesday evening, the 29th. Perhaps an hour and a half, so that we can go over everything related to that, the public outreach plan, project schedules, field issues that we see, staffing, budget, as well as financing. So
what,
that is Tuesday the 29th. We could do 6 o'clock or 6:30.
Six o'clock.
That might be good. Maybe arrange 6 to 7:30. And so that would be on the 29th as a board workshop. I'd really appreciate that. There's just a lot of material to give to you. There's a lot of work we've been doing, and we want a chance where you can bless that so that we can start rocking and rolling on this, okay? We're doing a lot of work. I think 10 documents from our bond council just hit us for our filtration project for the bond financing. So we're looking at that, and those items will start coming to your agenda on December 7th and maybe more on the 21st again. Lastly, I believe, Bill, that you mentioned the question about whether you wanted the board to come back and have more discussion about this question about wraparound financing. That question for the bond and the time will be in December in order to do that. So if the board is interested in that question and us presenting you with some information, do you do sort of what you call a wraparound bond? You pay more limited now and then more at the end so that you have a consistent amount of money that you're paying with the existing bond and the future bond, or do you do it as separate? We can bring that question to you, but that again will be a December item, so I want to give you a heads up on that. Okay, I know that there was interest to having diving deeper on that. Okay.
Okay, district legal.
I'll just make an introduction. Most of you met Katie O'Farrell Lachesi, new associate in our office. She comes out of Sacramento. She's actually a referral from an individual who you met, Curtis Keller, who was out here quite a bit, doing quite a bit of work for Discovery Bay. Katie went to school with Curtis, graduated the same class, so not new in the practice of law, but new to us. We were fortunate enough to steal her from another firm. She just recently got married and is moving down to Ripon, so it was much closer for us to have her in Stockton versus Sacramento. The same reason Curtis left us, he married somebody out of Contra Costa and is now working in Contra Costa County. So as long as we can keep him married, we'll hold on to him.
Welcome.
So that's Katie. Katie will be attending meetings on a regular basis, and if I need a break or have a conflict, she'll be attending in my place, but more than likely.
Thank you. Subcommittee updates.
Chris, you want to? So the park and landscape subcommittee met today for a few minutes. There was some discussion on the community center activities. Right now the re-roof's going on that project. That should be done here in the next few days, so that's positive. We were talking about some plans on how to work with a lifeguard program so that we can develop lifeguards in our community and have training and certification locally. So that's moving forward, and working on some communication through the newspapers from our last board meeting so that how we can be regularly in the paper to advertise things that are going on at the community center or in the town. And so that was good discussion, and Mac, it went well. So. I had one more item. I missed the director's comments real quick. Back on October 20th, I went to the school board meeting, and I thought I presented on this, but the state testing was involved with our local school district, and I'll just tell you that Common Core has really affected the scores. The test results, there's a big gap, and
There's a big drop in some of these test scores, whether it was math or it was English. And it was an observation that I had at that meeting, and the staff and the teachers were trying to direct it that maybe the Common Core transition is not going as smooth as everybody thought.
Sort of like Obamacare?
I don't know. Anyway, sorry, we'll report on that. Thank you.
One of the other items that we talked about was helping the river otters. We gave staff a few comments to help them get organized, form a 501c nonprofit so they can take contributions, those kinds of mm-hmm. things, so that they could be a little more self-sufficient. We don't mm-hmm. want to take on that task here. So anyway, they'll move forward on that. Correspondence, public records, future agenda items. The only question I had, it appears we need it. I guess I was thought that we'd have just one meeting in December. Second one on the 21st, but if staff feels we need that meeting, then definitely we need to have it.
I'll look at it and let you know, but at this point, you should plan on that meeting.
Okay, thank you. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned at 7:23.